Hey, Jim Hoffman here for EMS 12 Hours, and this is your Monday Minutes. Okay, listen, I can also be a little dumb, a little, I guess, strong-minded. You know, a lot of times on EMS Office Hours and the Monday Minutes and the main site at emsseo.com, a lot of what I preach and what I say and even in every communication I send out to you guys, I always say, stay safe, right? Well, you know what? I'm guilty of not thinking things through as well sometimes. I'm going to tell you, the other day I had a assignment that I got sent to. It was for a person who claimed on swallowing a bunch of crack and doing mushrooms and wanted to kill himself and saying he wanted death by cop, things like that. He had a knife with him. And we respond to the call with the police, and I find myself with my equipment and my partner and two police officers, and we're running around in the back alleyways and side streets of this area where there's bushes and a lot of different, you know, little nooks and crannies and things like that. And I find myself in the middle of it saying, okay, what am I actually doing here? I mean, it was somewhat dark. The sun was going down and all, but it was me, my partner, and two cops, right? What's to prevent this person from hiding in one of these bushes or one of these little nooks and crannies of these areas and jumping out and attacking one of us, my partner, myself, one of the police officers, with the knife? Now, I don't have a bulletproof vest on me. I don't have anything to protect me from this person jumping out with a knife and slashing me, you know, my face, my arm, or stabbing me. And I found myself halfway through search for this person saying to myself in my head, okay, I am in a bad situation right now. This is not really where I need to be. So what I ended up doing, rather than continuing to search like a dummy for this person, because we didn't have the right address, and apparently he was mobile, and while he's looking for help, he's still being evasive type thing going on. I said to my partner, I said, you know what? Let's just stay right where we are and let the cops go find this person, and then we will go ahead and meet up with them once they locate them and everything is secure. So instead of walking back to the ambulance in that little darkened area and going through the same areas we just passed by where the danger was equal, we kind of just stayed sort of in an open area where we can see anything coming at us, you know, from any different direction. We just kind of stayed in that sort of open area and just monitored the radio and waited for the police to locate him. So luckily they did locate him. Luckily it turned out he was more intoxicated than anything else. But he did have a knife, it did turn out. And he was, you know, a little bit agitated and was claiming that he did not want to live and wanted to go ahead and die. So, you know, these types of patients are a little unpredictable. And again, it's the type of thing where, you know what, I personally did not think things through. I followed the police into this area, not thinking about the possibility of this person jumping out from someplace unexpectedly and attacking us. And, you know, he doesn't know who the cop is, who's not the cop. He just knows he sees people in uniform. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen in those situations. So, you know what? I'm sort of admitting guilt here in this Monday Minutes and saying, you know, where I found myself. But I'm hoping the takeaway that you can get out of this Monday Minutes is that if you do find yourself kind of getting caught up in the scene and not maybe thinking things through to the point of course, your safety and the safety of your partner, you know what? Figure a way to put yourself in a safe situation or as safe as you can be until you have a secure scene by law enforcement or whatever the case may be. In this case, like I said, we sort of found a place where we can sort of monitor any approach from any direction and just waited and monitored the radio frequency until the police found the individual and it was safe to approach and assess that person. So again, guys, you know what? We can't help anybody if we are injured ourselves and we become a patient and part of the scene. So, you know, always try to control the scene and don't be like me. Always think things through. You know, I don't do it that often. where I make mistakes like that. But occasionally it does happen. And I think the key point is that if you find yourself in that situation, figure a way to either get out of it or to at least maintain your safety until the entire scene is safe for you and your partner. So listen, I hope you can use these Monday minutes. If you ever find yourself in a situation like that before, do me a favor, post it in the comments. Let me know a little bit of a short story on what you found yourself in and how you dealt with it when you found yourself in that situation. All right, guys. Of course, this is Jim Hoffman for EMS Office Hours and the Monday Minutes. And as always, for real, stay safe.